Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Governor Whitmer is in Metro Detroit today talking about expanded overtime pay to workers who are on a salary. WWJ News Radio 950's John Hewitt live and local with what she has to say. John.
Brooke, the governor, of course, has proposed increasing the number of workers in the state who would be eligible for overtime pay when they work over 40 hours a week. Hourly workers, of course, are covered. Salary workers, salaried that is, often are not. The governor meeting with employees over lunch at a diner here in New Boston.
I talked to a woman who is a manager in a restaurant working 70 hours a week, making $35,000 a year, that when you look at the hours for what she's putting in, she's making almost minimum wage and has three kids to raise on that. She can't get by. She needs protections. She needs overtime protections. If she goes beyond the 40-hour work week, she should get paid for it.
Now, current law requires workers earning up to $23,000, a little more than that actually, per year, must get overtime pay for hours worked beyond 40 hours. But again, beyond that, that's it. That only covers about 5%, according to the governor's office, in regard to receiving protections. We're still about a year away, Brooke, though, from any actual salary recommendations formally being set. Reporting live in New Boston, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.